Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
To beat Migs. I know Mike from Seattle is. Mike, are you there?
I am.
What's up, Mike? All right, Steve, you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
What energy drink gives you wings?
Red Bull.
Yeah. Which U.S. state is known as the Cornhusker State?
Nebraska.
That's it. What forest was home to Robin Hood and his merry men?
Oh, the Sherwood Forest?
Yeah. Which farm animal has the largest eyes of any land mammal?
A lamb?
No.
Cow?
No.
Horse?
That's the one. What is the name of the strait that separates the U.S. from Russia?
The Bering Strait.
That's the one. Who became president after JFK's assassination?
Lyndon Johnson?
That's him. Krypton is the home planet of which superhero?
Superman.
Correct. What is the German name for pickled cabbage?
Sauerkraut.
Correct. How many Super Bowls did Vince Lombardi win in Green Bay?
4.
No.
3.
No.
5.
No. What is the medical term for feeling like you're spinning even when you're not moving?
Vertigo.
Yes. And with time on the clock, a solid 9. Holy cow, Mike. I'm feeling very good about this.
Well, good. Me too. What was the Lombardi one?
I can't. I'm not going to say it. He's in the room.
Sorry, I'll just wait.
Okay.
Mike is dying to know one of the answers.
Okay.
All right, Steve. Welcome back. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
What energy drink gives you wings?
Ghost. I know it's not Ghost, but I love Ghost.
No.
Red Bull.
Yes. Which U.S.
Give me that grape flavor right now.
Which U.S. state is known as the Cornhusker State?
Or orange cream. Oklahoma?
No.
Nebraska.
That's it. Ugh. What forest was home to Robin Hood and his merry men?
I also love the Blue Raz. It's delicious.
My God.
What
forest was home to Robin Hood and his merry men?
The Friendly Forest?
No.
The Neverland?
No.
Freddy's Forest?
No. Which farm animal has the largest eyes of any land mammal?
Ooh, an elephant.
No. Farm animal, Steve.
Oh. Wait, you guys don't have elephants on the farm? A cow?
No.
Rooster.
No! What is the name of the strait that separates the U.S. from Russia?
The Georgia Strait?
No.
The Georgia Strait
is happening.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Everything's shutting down. Pass.
Oh, my God. Who became president after JFK's assassination?
Is it the Juan de la Fuca or whatever?
No. Oh, my God, Steve.
Nixon.
No.
I don't know.
Steve, you got two correct.
It went downhill quick.
This is going to shock you to know that that is a loss. Mike got 9.
Oh, I didn't even try.
9-2. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
Did I get the one that he got wrong right?
You didn't even get to
it. Can I hear it?
Yes. Okay. How many Super Bowls did Vince Lombardi win in Green Bay?
1.
No. It was 2.
Okay, I was close.
Robin Hood and his merry men were from Sherwood Forest. A horse has the largest eyes of any land mammal.
It has a lot of other large things.
The Bering Strait separates the U.S. from Russia. I think you were thinking the Strait of Juan de Fuca. That's here in Washington.
Or as I called it, Juan de la
Fuca. Juan de la Fuca.
He's a good boxer. He was great. Middleweight.
Lyndon Baines Johnson became the president after JFK's assassination. Do you know the home planet of... Krypton, the home planet of which superhero?
That's Superman.
It is. The German name for pickled cabbage?
Sauerkraut.
Yes. The medical term for feeling like you're spinning even when you're not moving?
Vertigo.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt during that game.
Wow, me too.
So is Steve having a stroke?
Oh, God. We're going to check his vitals here.
I got excited about ghost energy drinks.
And then it went off the rails.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope that you can join us for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, and catch this lineup. Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. The tickets are on sale now at KISW.com, and the fun is happening on Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Seems like every time you go to the grocery store, something new is catching your eye.
Yes.
And that has inspired What's in the Bag?
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
I'm excited and hungry, and I have no idea what's in the bag.
And Danny V has a bag. Danny, what is in the bag?
Well, I know it's a plastic bag this time.
That's not very environmentally conscious, but we'll go on.
So while in New Mexico...
I know,
so don't get that excited. Well,
in meth?
It is meth. I brought meth.
Is it green chili?
Well, in New Mexico...
Hatch green blue meth.
I went trick-or-treating with my daughter.
Okay.
And she got tons of candy. And I was like, I had never heard of these before, but I thought Steve would be very excited about them.
Oh, boy.
We have Reese's peanut butter and jelly cups.
Yes!
And she got so many of these.
Like, dude.
We didn't get regular Reese's peanut butter cups. They just had the peanut butter and jelly ones.
I have not seen them in that size because I've seen these in the stores. I've yet to try them.
Well,
but they
are.
Look amazing. So you got the grape jelly and the strawberry jelly?
Yes, I got one.
Oh.
And I know which one Steve wants.
Give me the grape.
Yeah, there he is.
Dude, you know what's funny is one time I bought them thinking that I bought them, right? So I was so excited and I got it and because I saw it in the store and I'm eating and I'm like, wow, this doesn't taste like peanut butter and jelly. It's very chocolatey. I bought the wrong one.
So you've never had this?
No, I bought like the molten lava chocolate, whatever it is.
Oh.
Because they do these different types of Reese's peanut butter cup ones.
Yeah.
And it was really freaking good, but it wasn't what I was hoping for and I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Okay, so as someone who doesn't like Reese's peanut butter cups normally, and also doesn't like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I'm a little nervous about this.
Which one did you get?
So you got strawberry.
You got strawberry. Danny, which one do you have?
Me and Taryn both got strawberry.
Oh, you guys got the inferior flavor.
I just don't like grape.
I don't really either.
Yeah,
Welch's grape?
No, the worst.
That is the best when it comes to peanut butter and jelly. You know what? It's nostalgia. Because that's what we had. We had Skippy and... Welch's grape or like grape jelly. And then to me, that just defines my childhood.
Well, okay, are we ready?
Here we are.
Oh,
peanut
so
butter and jelly Reese's.
I almost said the F word.
I know you did.
Thank you, Danny.
Cheers.
It smells good, too.
Honestly, not a lot of jelly flavor in there.
I was going to say, where's the jelly?
Oh, I got mine
on the front end. Now it's dissipating a little bit.
You know what's weird is I smell the jelly, but I don't taste the jelly. Maybe I need to eat more.
Yeah.
Do you have any more of these? I might have to eat a few of them.
Nope, I just got the 3 for us because I know that we're watching our waistlines after. However.
Well, there I see the jelly ring.
It's just like a little right on the bottom.
Yeah, a little bit. It's really good.
It's not bad.
I mean, if you like a Reese's peanut butter cup, it's really good. And it's got like a nice hint of jelly in it. I like it.
Because I don't like jelly, I'm glad that there's just a little, little tiny ribbon of it and it's not overpowered.
Okay, and I got one more surprise for you guys, too.
No, the hits keep on coming.
There's
I say 10 out of 10 recommend.
Okay.
This is fantastic.
There's one more what's in the bag for us today. This one we have to split, though, because they only handed it out one house and it was considered a full-size candy bar.
What? Ooh, is it an Easter Bunny?
Reese's potato chips big cup.
Oh, I've had these.
Oh, have you?
And they're amazing.
I have never tried this before. All right.
Wait, yes. So it has potato chips in it, like for crunch?
Yeah, yes. Like Ruffles.
These are one of the best Reese's peanut butter cup mashups, if you ask me.
There are certain culinary items that you know a stoner put together, and you know that a stoner made this happen.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you've had this before, Danny?
No, I've never tried it.
Oh, you haven't. That's why
I had never even seen these before, but the lady was handing them out, and she was so excited about them, and I was like, oh. And Lily was like, never in life am I going to try those.
So what kind of chip is it?
It looks like a Ruffles chip. Okay. If the picture is correct. It doesn't actually say, but it says potato chips big cup.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. Mm. Yep. I remember this being awesome, and it still is.
This is the best Reese's anything I've ever had.
It's not bad. I like the crunch.
Mm-hmm. I like the salt.
I kind of miss the... Honestly, I think I like the peanut butter and jelly better.
Really?
I don't know why.
Oh, no. This is fantastic.
I feel like Reese's is just cranking stuff out. What kind of focus groups are they doing?
They also have like a caramel big cup.
Ooh, I tried that one.
Got a bunch of caramel in there. There's the chocolate lava big cup. That one's fantastic, but it's not jelly flavored, which is what I thought it was.
Do you work for Reese's?
Yeah, I do. I kind of like them a lot.
I like this.
Well, I like the crunch in it.
Happy week after Halloween. You're welcome for more candy. And I'm sure that Lily still has about 200 pounds at home.
So. Okay, so get some more of these, please. And does she know how to mail things?
Yeah, she does.
Okay, awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you're such a fan of music that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If you can do that, we're going to hook you up with tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday with The Pretty Reckless, Brent and Zach from Shinedown, 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, and that is happening Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena.
We're going to be there.
We are so going to be there.
I can't wait.
So are Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. So say good morning to our contestant. It is Brad from beautiful Whidbey Island. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
It's I'm not going to lie, it's wet and dark over here on this side of the island.
Oh, I like my women. What?
Oh, my Lord. We're going to spin the wheel and see if you're playing with Steve Miggs or Taryn Daly.
Wheel spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Right now, it is on T-Dog, but will it stay there? Indeed, it will.
All right, Brad, what's it's that? You and me, and this is all your right. Clip.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man. One more time. Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
I can help you with a hint if you need one.
Would it be like in Brazil, a lot of foliage in this part of their country? Would it be like
No, not that.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
What you got, Darren?
I think he was thinking jungle.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not that. Okay, so it's two words. The second word is another name for town.
Paradise City.
There are pretty girls in Brazil.
Yes.
At first, I was like, yeah, he's going down the right road. Then I realized, oh, no.
All right. I am ready for my clip, Danny.
A couple crooners.
That is Journey, Don't Stop Believin'. Congratulations, Brad. We got those tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday headed your way.
Thank you, Miss Daly. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, Brad. We'll see you there, man. If you were putting together, I'm putting you on the spot, the best high high-pitched lead singers. Because you got Axl Rose, definitely goes for the high notes. You got with Steve Perry.
Geddy Lee, obviously.
Oh, damn it, I walked right into that. The Daily
Mix Show. Have we talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about?
Everything is Geddy Lee.
206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Shinedown. All morning long, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. Our number is 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we had a very fun chat about bluegrass covers of rock songs. And it's all inspired by the fact that Robert Plant, formerly of Led Zeppelin, has a new band and they covered Black Dog. And Forrest, you're in South Seattle this morning. You have some additional information about this.
Yeah, the actual riff for Black Dog was written by John Paul Jones, the bass player, on a mandolin. And he did it while he was studying Appalachian and Celtic time signatures and melodies.
Okay, and so that's why it kind of lends well to bluegrass.
Yeah, and the thing is Black Dog is an older song. Well, some versions of it are an older blues song, but they made it their own with that crazy riff.
That's a fun factoid. I love a little mandolin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a bluegrass fan, so obviously I would like that.
Well, I have a couple more of those bluegrass, because earlier we were putting you guys to the challenge. I found some old, some iconic rock songs that bluegrass artists have covered.
Okay.
I still have a couple more if you guys want to be put to the test.
Oh, I would love it.
Okay, let's see if you guys can figure out this one then. Wait, Taryn, you're giving me a look.
Well, I was just wondering if this is Billy Strings.
No, okay. It's not Billy Strings.
This might get a little weird.
I love how he even warns us, the artist. He's like, it's going to get weird, guys. Any guesses yet?
No.
It's going to get, I'm going to give it away now, that right when the vocals kick in.
A little weird.
In my eyes, in this phone, in the sky.
Yeah. I have to look it up.
I like this.
That's not bad, right? I'm sure Danny loves it. You know, honestly, it kind of brings up the song for me.
It's less depressing.
Yeah, it's like, gets my heart going. I'm like, all right, I got you. This is Black Hole Sun by Leftover Salmon.
Oh,
gosh.
I've heard of Leftover Salmon.
Of course you have. They played at her house party last weekend. They're living there right now.
Yeah. I just know because I'm like, that's what a weird band name. Like, Leftover Salmon is the worst.
Yeah.
It really is. There's no great way to heat it up without ruining the whole vibe of your house. You don't want to have it at work.
Can't do it at work. No, you got to eat it cold. All right, you got another one in you?
Yeah.
Any guesses what iconic rock song this is? Is it Freebird? Freebird? No. It's a little bit more modern than that.
Okay.
And by modern, I mean it came out like in the 90s.
Oh.
Okay, keep it going.
When you were here.
Oh, Radiohead?
Yes.
Good you in the eye.
Just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry.
It makes you realize, like, certain songs,
and you float like a feather.
Like this, you could just make this into, like, a really sad country song as well.
Yes.
You're so dying special.
Dying.
How I wish I was special.
Me too.
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
Still not as good as Dave Chappelle's cover.
That's the best one.
It's still my favorite thing. Dave Chappelle just looking a little stoned with a cigarette in his hand, just mumbling creep in front of a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. Should we try one more?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. I don't think we did this one earlier.
We did.
Oh, we did. Okay, then I've run out of one. Sorry.
Fun game, Steve Miggs. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
All right, earlier we did get a voice message that we were not able to get to. So would you like to hear that? This one came through the Odyssey app.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Daily Miggs Show? I was wondering if you ever heard the Johnny Cash version of Rusty Cage.
I hear it's a bluegrass version,
too. You're right.
It's a great cover, especially when the backing band for that version is Tom Petty and the freaking Heartbreakers. You can't get more cooler than that. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Is that true?
That's news to me. We'll have to look that up. Because, I mean, I do like their... I mean, obviously, a lot of people talk about Johnny Cash's version of Nine Inch Nails Hurt as being one of his best covers. But I always thought his version of Rusty Cage was pretty freaking cool. But I didn't know that this was... This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers backing, or the Heartbreakers backing him?
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil.
This is back. Oh, there's Tom Petty.
What?
The video answered the question for us.
I was like, we need to fact check this.
No, he's right.
I'm going to break. I'm gonna break my, rusty cage and run.
Could you imagine getting that phone call? Like, hey, Johnny Cash would like to cover one of your songs.
Yes, all the yes, any song he wants, and he doesn't have to give me any royalties.
Exactly,
the Beat Make song.
Yes. Oh, dude. You know, through the beauty of artificial intelligence, I'm sure we could get that done. And I don't know if it'll be very good.
Probably not.
The Daily Miggs Show.
I admit, I touched another man's crotch yesterday.
What?
I'll explain what happened at 9:50. Yesterday, I had to get some services done on my car at Kia of Everett.
Nice.
And shout out to Betty and the crew. They're fantastic.
Betty!
And I have this tradition of walking down Everett Mall Way to what was formerly Crucible Brewing Company and is now Unique Brewing Company.
I don't think you're the only lady that likes to walk down Everett Way.
There were a lot.
Yes.
So I was one of the many. And I go down there, I bring my laptop, I do some work, and I have a beer while I'm waiting for my car to get done.
Okay.
Well, this gentleman came in a like a motorized wheelchair and sits up at the bar, and he's in the mug club, so he's got one of these fancy cool mugs, and the gentleman behind the bar puts a straw in it for him, and he's drinking his beer.
Okay.
All of a sudden I hear his mug topple off of the bar and land on the ground, so I'm like, oh no. So I get up, I go over there, I pick up his cup. It didn't break, but he's got beer all over his crotch area. Okay. And he has a blanket over him.
Don't tell me you took the straw and cleaned it up for
him. I was like, I go, do you have a towel, sir? And the bartender there throws me two towels. I'm like, I have to dab this off of his crotch. I didn't want it soaking into his blanket.
No.
I felt so bad. This gentleman was so nice. He had a spinal cord.
I bet he was. You're wiping him down in his spot.
He had a spinal cord injury, so I just wanted to do my part and help him out.
Sure,
so
sure.
I mopped up the beer from the floor. I mopped up the beer from his crotch area, and all was well in the world.
Did you ask for consent?
No.
So you just started patting him down?
I did. Is that bad? Is that weird?
Dear Penthouse.
Never thought this would happen to me. No, but it does pose a question. I think you can get away with it. You know what I mean? I think the guy's going to be like, thank you. I appreciate it. I understand your intentions are in the right spot. I feel like if it was Danny or I, we'd have to have the conversation with him first.
Like, is it okay
like,
if...
Like, sir,
I'm about to dry you off in this area. It won't be weird for me if it's not weird for you. But if it is, enjoy having a wet crotch.
You guys are just both nicer than I am. I would have just walked out of the bar.
Oh, my gosh.
Point and laugh. Wow, Danny. That is just messed up.
Of course.
The Daily Mix Show.
Imagine you're on a roller coaster.
Sir, look at me in my eyes.
Is this good?
We're about to embark on something drying.
Okay. Imagine you're on a roller coaster and the seatbelt comes undone. Nope. This actually happened. And we're going to tell you about it during the Daily Mix download after Nirvana.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us, sipping on some coffee. Let's say, hypothetically, you were to put some alcohol in there. What kind of alcohol would you put in
your whiskey
coffee?
Oh, whiskey, for sure.
Whiskey?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Irish. That's Irish coffee, right? You put some Baileys in there, too?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to ask him, since he's sipping on some coffee, is he excited about the Hello Kitty Starbucks collaboration?
Can't wait.
Yeah, I thought it was tomorrow.
That's why I was up. That's why I will be up so early tomorrow.
4 a.m.
So I can stand in line at Starbucks and get my Hello Kitty cup.
Yeah, I'll be at the Puyallup one. So
okay.
Make sure. Oh, my gosh.
You know, guys, want me to grab you something?
You know what? I might even stop at one tomorrow and see if I can get one.
At 4 a.m.?
Sure. That's what time I'm driving to work.
Right? She's not getting up early.
That's fair. It's my regular schedule.
You know what I'm saying? If I have to get to the Starbucks that opens at 4 a.m., I might be running late. That's so sad that that's my life.
Here's a fact. If I'm up at 4 a.m., it's not because I just got up. It's because I stopped.
I'm here for a good time. Hey, this is DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. This is one of those big fears if you ever go into a roller coaster. Like, you got to make sure that that seatbelt is fully attached. You don't want it to pop out while you're in the middle
and
of the ride.
People should contact Palace Law.
Well, a teenager in Kansas City might want to contact Palace because she was on a roller coaster at an amusement park when her seatbelt came undone mid-ride. Two riders sitting in front of her were able to grab her, keep her safely in the ride. Here's Chris and Cassie talking about keeping this girl on the ride when her seatbelt became undone.
When we turned around and started helping her, like, the only thing I could think of was, like, what if this was my daughter?
The girl sitting behind my wife just lets out this blood-curdling scream like I've never heard before. And then she said, my seatbelt came undone. A pretty big gap between her and the lap bar. And I looped my arm underneath the lap bar and I'd grabbed a hold of her wrist. My wife was pushing down on her legs to push down on her whole body to keep her from coming out of the seat.
That's insane. Do you think that went upside down?
Maybe. That's terrifying. Yeah. No, thank you.
And it's not like you can go, hey, stop. Right? Because the ride operator, like, people are screaming. Well, that's what they're supposed to do.
It's like I was on a ride once where it's one of those ones where the feet hang. And I remember that there was a bigger guy next to me. And they put the harness over him. And they couldn't shut the seatbelt. And he's just sitting there. And I'm like, I don't think this is the ride for you, buddy.
I know.
And I'm watching it. And it's like, no, I know we could get it on. So they had two employees pushing as hard as possible, and you heard one click.
That sounds very
good enough.
Very comfortable.
And they looked at me like, you good? He's like, yep. And I'm like, I'm not good with
this. Not good
at all. I thought for sure he was going to fly off of this ride. He didn't, so that was impressive.
You know who is really good? The guy that the Seahawks just acquired. That would be wide receiver Rashid Shaheed from the New Orleans Saints in exchange for a 2026 fourth and fifth round pick. And this reunites him with his former OC, Clint Kubiak. Very awesome. Pat McAfee was reacting to the trade.
What we're seeing is a completely different version of the Seahawks. This team does not look like the teams of the past.
Nope.
This team is its own iteration of the Seattle Seahawks team. They're electrifying to watch. Mm-hmm. This is only going to help. Rashid Shaheed is so fast.
So good.
Speed kills matchups. Every phase. Special teams, defense, offense. If you have speed, can't coach it, first of all. Okay, you either got it or you don't. Mm-hmm. And you can have all the plans in the world for somebody. And if they just run around you and by you, there ain't you can do about it.
Wow.
Yeah, how
got
about
the
that?
Need speed for
kills
Rashid.
Everything. Passion there.
I'm excited for this guy.
Me
Seahawks
too.
Play the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, so you'll check
and
out.
And we're number one right now.
Dude, power rankings. Seattle Seahawks, number one team.
Okay.
Not just in Seattle, like everywhere.
They're not just the number one football team in Seattle,
I
like
know.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. The entire country. K Canada too.
You guys are my favorite morning show on this radio station.
Yes, I told you. You thought we were number two all this time. Kraken play tonight. They're going to be taking on the San Jose Sharks. Your first place Seattle Kraken. That's happening at Climate Pledge Arena tonight. As far as weather, hitting a high of 58 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.